Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.
Mid-Delta Auction is holding its 18th annual end-of-year public auction on Thursday, December 5th at our Greenwood location. Visit Mid-Delta's website at mdauction.com for more info or call Will at 662-299-2414.
Welcome in, everybody, to the post-game edition of the Rebel Report. My name is Michael Borky. Glad that you guys are with me. So Ole Miss just wrapped up a dominating win over Arkansas. 63-31, the final score in this game. An unexpected, albeit outstanding, performance from Ole Miss. I thought that they were going to win the game. I picked them to win on the radio show. I did not think that they were going to go in there and absolutely thoroughly dominate Arkansas from start to finish of this game, and that is exactly what they did. Don't look now, starting at halftime of Oklahoma, Ole Miss has played their best football of the season. Are they peaking? It looks like it. Obviously, we'll find out the real answer to that question here in a week from right now, but still a truly dominant performance from Jackson Dart, Jordan Watkins, Daquan Wright, and the rest of that Ole Miss team. Outstanding day in a place where, as you guys know already, they don't have much success. So we're going to talk about this game. I invite you, please, subscribe to the podcast if you have not already. If you're watching this on Super Talk's YouTube and you want more Ole Miss content, search Rebel Report on your favorite podcast app. Your phone's got one. I know it does. So search Rebel Report, subscribe, and leave a rating and a review if you like what you hear. And also leave a comment as well. I read them. I see them. I engage with them. So if you got something to say about the game, hop on over to the comment section and leave one and talk about the game. And yeah, would love to see you there as well. Before we get into the box score and then some reaction, I want to tell you that this edition of the Rebel Report is presented by the Gregory Law Firm. If you have been personally injured or you are a small business owner or you may have a contract dispute situation on your hands, I know the person that you need to go to. His name is DJ Gregory of the Gregory Law Firm. He's in Saltillo, Mississippi, but he can service you anywhere in this great state. Check him out again. 662-397-9799 is the phone number. And save that number. If you're a small business owner, you may not need him today, but that day is going to come where you're going to need some kind of legal something or other. DJ Gregory is where you turn. 662-397-9799. Don't delay. Call DJ today, the Gregory Law Firm, for all of your personal injury, small business, or contract disputes. So we're going to go through a little box score house cleaning is what I like to call it, and then we will get to some more pointed reaction. Jackson Dart was a star today. He was 25 of 31 for 515 and 6 touchdowns. That is 81% completions. Again, 515 and 6 touchdowns. Austin Simmons came in and threw 3 pretty exceptional passes, especially his touchdown looked really, really nice to Daquan Wright. He was 3 of 3 for 47 and the aforementioned touchdown. Jordan Watkins, also a star today. So Jackson Dart broke a couple of records for Ole Miss. One of them was the single, the school record for passing yards in a single game and total offense for single game and career. And Jordan Watkins set a single game record in receiving yards and touchdowns for Ole Miss today. 8 receptions, 5 of them went for touchdowns for Jordan Watkins today and 254 yards. Guys, that is 32 yards per reception for Jordan Watkins today. In the absence of Trey Harris, Ole Miss had somebody step up today. Had really 4 guys step up today receiving the football. Jordan Watkins, obviously the superstar of the day. Daquan Wright was really good. Caden Prescorn couldn't go. He had 9 catches for 100 yards and 2 touchdowns. Did Daquan Wright, really effective weapon there. Caden Lee had 127 on just 5 receptions. And Juice Wells, 3 catches for 60 yards. That is, so Wells was 20 yards per catch. Lee was 25 yards per catch. Daquan Wright was 11 yards per catch. And Watkins was 32 yards per catch. Just, again, in the absence of Trey Harris and the starting tight end, Ole Miss's pass catchers were awesome today. Running the ball, not so much. 132 yards for Ole Miss on the ground on just 3 yards per carry. That does include the sack yardage, but still. Jackson Dart actually led the team in rushing, had 47 yards on 10 carries. Thomas played ahead of Bentley. We'll talk about that later in the week, I'm sure. Had 41 yards on 10 carries. Henry Parrish had 22 on 10. Injury there towards right there before halftime, and did not look good. So I have not seen an update yet on that. You know, you're thinking about him. That did not look pretty, but we'll see if we can get a more clear answer moving forward on the health of Henry Parrish. So again, 132 on 42 carries. I think that number looked a little bit better, but then Ole Miss started playing, you know, walk-ons and backups and stuff, and they were kind of getting stuff there towards the end. But still, not a great day running the football at all for Ole Miss. But when you throw for 562, it's you know, it's okay. It worked out. Defensively, another banner day for the Ole Miss defense. They had 10 sacks last week, 8 today. So that is 18 sacks in the last 8 quarters of football for Ole Miss. Dottery was the star today. He had 2 sacks and then another half tackle for loss and forced a fumble that led to a touchdown. Chris Paul Jr. had a pass breakup, a quarterback hit. Also had a couple of tackles for loss. Really nice plays he made today. And his return to Arkansas, probably an emotional day, and he played really, really well. We talk about how good linebacker play has been for Ole Miss, and those two guys were quite good today. But it was everybody. I mean, Princely had a couple of sacks. Xavier Harris had a sack. Perkins had half a sack. You had Jam Brown and Walter Nolan, each with a half a sack, and Brown had a TFL for good measure. Ivy had half a sack. Eccles had half a sack. 13 tackles for loss and 8 sacks for this Ole Miss defense. Arkansas ran for 127 yards on 37 carries. That's 3.4 per carry. So the Ole Miss run defense with running quarterbacks. I mean, that was the conversation going in, is could they stop the running quarterbacks? They were absolutely able to do that today. Gave up some through the air, but if you look at like when Arkansas scored, so Arkansas scored three of their five scores were in the second half. Three of their four touchdowns were in the second half. Ole Miss was leading 42-10, 56-17, and 63-24 at the time of all of those touchdowns. I think some of those drives were in part. It looked like there was maybe a lack of focus or intensity, at least on a couple of those, that kind of let Arkansas move the ball down the field when the game was, I mean, completely over. It's just a matter of getting the clock to run out, kind of garbage time touchdowns. I'm not too concerned about giving up the second half touchdowns that they did, frankly, because the game was, I mean, a complete and total blowout, and they were dominating up front, and it garbage time. Right, I'm not overly concerned there. Ole Miss defensively absolutely was good enough to win the game today. Taylen Green was hurt, and he tried to give it a go and kept trying, and he's tough. And, I mean, he played well. He's 10 of 14 for 158. And then Singleton, the backup, who's a good athlete in his own right, he might end up being a pretty good player as well, had 200 yards through the air. Again, Ole Miss gave up some yards in the passing game but was dominant up front, 8 sacks, 13 tackles for loss, another banner day. 2 forced fumbles, another banner day for that Ole Miss defensive front for sure. So that's your box score. Let's get into a few deeper thoughts after I tell you the podcast is brought to you in part by Advantage Business Systems. Check them out online, absms.com. Advantage Business Systems has you covered for all of your Mississippi office technology needs. Copiers and printers, mail machines, cloud storage, data security, technology in the office. If you need it, Advantage Business Systems has you covered at absms.com. The podcast is also brought to you by Priority One Bank. Let them make you their priority. They got 16 locations here in Mississippi, so there's very likely to be one in your backyard. Their online banking platform is awesome. At my old bank, I tell you guys all the time, I needed 3 different apps to do everything that I wanted to do with my money. But Priority One Bank makes me, and they'll make you their priority because it's a one-stop shop. All you need is an internet connection, and you can do everything that you need to do with your money because Priority One Bank makes you their priority. So the obvious today is Jackson Dart and Jordan Watkins. But got to start with Dart because I and a lot of people were very critical of his play after the first 3 SEC games. Even at South Carolina, he did not play well at all, quite frankly. And there were other reasons that they lost the LSU and Kentucky games. That wasn't exclusively because of quarterback. They did a lot of things poorly in both of those games. But if you're going to criticize, like I did and did so heavily, you've also got to give tremendous praise. The last 6 quarters, and really it's the last 5 quarters because he didn't play really in the fourth quarter in this game. But through the last six quarters, Jackson Dart has been exactly what you knew that he could be and exactly what you thought he was going to be and exactly what he needs for this team to win out and make the playoff, like was their stated goal going into the season. And what I love about the way he's played, first of all, credit to the offensive line. They made some adjustments. Now, Michael Pettis back in the lineup today in part because of health. I don't think he would have started today if they were completely healthy, but still, he played well today. Michael Pettis played well, and he's been kind of a point of contention, and rightfully so. But he played well today. He did his job for sure. I don't understand why they can't run block, but they can pass block as well as they do. But they pass protected well again today. One sack for Arkansas is all they had, and Ole Miss threw the ball around a lot. So they're pass protecting better. The last six quarters of pass pro has been good. But Jackson Dart is distributing the football comfortably. He's not getting happy feet in the pocket. He's got that edge back, you know, that kind of the arrogance, but the I know drive is so cheesy, but it looks like he's himself again, where he's talking junk to the other team. And like he's got that, I want to bury you into the ground, like attitude. And it looks like he's himself again, like he's not pressing anymore. And his play certainly reflects the seemingly change in attitude because, again, he didn't have happy feet in the pocket, ran the ball a few times effectively, but also took what the defense gave him. I think the play calling's been good the last couple of weeks as well, especially without Trey Harris. But he's taking the underneath stuff. He's using his tight ends. He is not trying to hit home run balls that aren't there. I mean, I don't think – maybe I'm wrong and I'm just not remembering, but I don't remember a mistake throw from him today or a ball that was thrown up into double coverage. Took the underneath stuff and then got comfortable and confident and then, boom, delivered a couple of beautiful deep balls to Jordan Watkins, which is something that he struggled with in those first three SEC games. So – a much more confident, comfortable that's what Jackson Dart has looked like. That's what he looked like a season ago for the most part. And that's what you know that he was capable of. Didn't force things, took what Arkansas gave him, just quick pass underneath, take what they were giving him, boom, hit Jordan Watkins over the top on beautiful deep balls and just a totally different look for them offensively today. But it starts with Jackson Dart. And then everybody stepping up. Daquan Wright was really good today. Really, really good today. He's a big guy, and it looks like he's kind of moving in slow motion, but catches the ball, runs clean routes. He's tough to bring down, falls forward, all that good stuff. Watkins, obviously special today. He just had a child too, by the way, so congratulations to him. I imagine that it's hard to lock in and focus on football because I certainly would not have been able to do that when my son was born. So obviously congratulations to him. What an incredible moment that he has recently had. And he turned that into the best game of his life. There's a joke on golf Twitter. Like every time a pro golfer has a child, they run like these puff pieces about new perspective as a father. And like all the announcers, like, well, you know, he's got a mindset shift after having a kid. And it's like this running joke about perspective when golfers have kids. And I was going to try to make some jokes like that on Twitter, but almost nobody would have gotten it. Like that crossover audience wouldn't have understood. So maybe you guys get it. Jordan Watkins has new perspective as a father and plays the best he's ever played, just like all the golfers do. But no, he was really good today, and everybody around him stepped up. And curious to see what they're going to do with the running back position moving forward. But with the absence of Parrish, I don't know. We'll just have to see with Georgia, who, by the way, is struggling right now with Florida. They're in a dogfight. Now, Lagway got hurt, but it's midway through the third quarter, and Georgia is still down to Florida. Carson Beck's thrown a couple of interceptions. He is a turnover machine. Oh, excuse me. He's thrown three interceptions. He's a turnover machine. To wrap this up, really good day for Ole Miss. I think the fan base needed this win. Going up there and dominating Arkansas is just something that does not happen. So Lane Kiffin and Pete Golding and all the coaches deserve credit for what happened today. Jackson Dart deserves a ton of credit for turning his season around and playing much better. I think they're calling plays better. It's a big win. And now here's their opportunity to not erase the Kentucky loss, but kind of erase the Kentucky loss. They shouldn't be in the position that they'll be in on Saturday where they have to win this game against this team. But now they're playing their best football. Now that it feels like they're peaking, and Georgia is absolutely human. Again, I'm not saying that they're going to beat Georgia next weekend. I'm not saying that at all. But Ole Miss is playing really good football. They should be really confident and feeling themselves a little bit going into this game. And Georgia's absolutely beatable, especially with this Ole Miss defensive front. So here's their opportunity. The season at the bye week was a failure. They received by me and deserved an F grade at the bye week. But that's the thing. The bye week was not the end of the season. It was just about halfway through. So here is their opportunity now. That there's going to be so much pressure on them. But they had a lot of pressure on them today, and they came out and dominated from start to finish. So can you essentially eliminate that Kentucky loss with a win over Georgia on Saturday? They're playing good football. They can. They have the defensive front to disrupt Carson Beck and make him commit turnovers, because he will do that. So here's their opportunity. Here's Lane Kiffin's opportunity to get that signature win that people say that he can't get. Here that is. It's right in front of you. It's in your home stadium. It's going to be a wild, absolutely wild weekend in Oxford. Here's your opportunity to go and take something that you are good enough to take. It's right there in front of them. We'll see if they'll be able to pull it off. But you have to absolutely love the way they're playing right now, going into such an important game. Better late than never. They're playing good ball. We'll see if they can continue it for another week. But today was a really, really good day all around for Ole Miss, absent the Parrish injury. But otherwise, really good day. That just doesn't happen very often in the way that went. I mean, Tennessee went to that same field, only scored 14 points and lost. So I know Arkansas is certainly not the best team in the SEC, but that was an impressive, dominating performance where – They took a – that's twice this year. They've gone on the road and taken the road crowd out of the game, like, at the jump. So we'll see. We'll see if they can continue. Good football's in this team, and they're showing it now. Thank you guys so much for tuning in. We'll talk to you again on the live stream tomorrow night. In the meantime, you'll have a great rest of your football weekend, and I'll talk to you here on Sunday.
A Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.